The bridge plans. The small cafe was not warm. Rain hit the windows. Basil Crane sat at a table. He looked old. His face was tired. In his hand, he held a book. It was very old, with a dark blue cover. Inside it, not a story, but important plans. Plans for a new bridge. But this bridge was special. It was a secret. Basil looked at the door. He took a sip of cold tea. His hand shook a little. He had done this job for many years. Too many. He was Bass to his friends. He had few friends now. A young woman came in. Her red scarf was bright in the dull light. She looked around. Her eyes stopped at Basil. She walked to his table. She sat down. Her name was Anya Petrova. She worked for the other side, but not really. She worked for the good side. His side, today. "Hello, Bass," Anya said. Her voice was quiet. She did not smile, not with her mouth, and not with her eyes. She looked nervous. Basil pushed the old book across the table. "For your people," he said. "The plans for the new bridge." Anya quickly took the book. She put it inside her big bag. She zipped the bag. Her eyes moved. She looked past Basil at the cafe door. Then a man stood there. He was tall. He wore a dark, heavy coat. His face was hard, like stone. He had no smile. It was Klaus Richter. People called him the Wolf. He worked for the bad side, and he wanted the plans. Klaus looked at Anya. Then his eyes moved to Basil. "The book, please," Klaus said. His voice was very cold. He took a step closer. Basil moved fast. He grabbed the edge of the table. He pushed it hard. Coffee cups jumped. A small glass fell to the floor. It broke. Anya saw her chance. She stood up and ran. She ran out of the cafe door. Klaus shouted. He looked angry. He looked at Basil. Basil was old, but he was quick. He jumped up from his chair. He ran to the back door of the cafe. Klaus started to run after Anya, but then he saw Basil at the back door. He changed his mind. He ran towards Basil instead. Basil ran out into the wet street. It was an old part of the city, dark, narrow streets. Rain fell harder now. He heard Klaus behind him. Heavy footsteps. Basil turned left, then right. He saw a small, dark alley. He went in. He pressed himself against a cold brick wall, behind some big metal bins. Klaus ran past the alley. He did not see Basil. His steps became quieter. He was gone. Basil waited. His breath came fast. His chest hurt. He could not hear Klaus anymore. He slowly moved out of the alley. The street was empty. Anya had the book. The plans were safe. The job was done. Basil walked slowly back towards the main street. He felt no joy, only the cold rain, and a deep, deep tiredness. The city lights looked blurry. He was just a man, lost in the city, with the secrets of the world hidden somewhere else. The end.